Hi, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Shir Enjoyment. There's so much to say this past Shabbos. We, Baruch Hashem, had Shabbos Challah for my niece on the Lower East Side. So it was nice for family from St. Louis, Los Angeles, here in Elizabeth, Cincinnati. Everyone seemed to get together. And it was really, not that they seemed, they did get together. And it was a beautiful gathering of family. So I wanted to extend that. We should only know Simchas and Klal Yisrael, and we should always get together for happy occasion. The occasion of Klal Yisrael getting together in this week's parsha was unfortunately not a good outcome. I'd like to try to talk about the successes among the failures, and I think that's where we can draw the most, I believe, learning from. And that is as follows: we know that Kalev and Yehoshua were both saved from the Meraglim, and why was that the case? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vayavo ad Chevron," they came until Chevron. So at that point, Kalev said, "I'm going in. I'm going in to see the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and the Imaos, Sarah, Rivka, and Leah, and to ask them for support, ask them for chizuk." And we cannot underscore what it means to visit a kever of an ancestor, whether it's a parent, a grandparent, or Kivrei Avos, Kivrei Tzadikim, etc. So because of this, Kalev was given the strength, the emotional intelligence to know right from wrong and to be able to remain steadfast when they saw challenges, Kalev saw opportunities. And that's number one. Number two is we know that Yehoshua also succeeded. So what was his secret to success? And the answer is because he was given guidance from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Yehoshua comes from Shevet Ephraim, which comes from Shevet Yosef. So there's a duality here between Kalev from Yehuda and Yehoshua from Shevet Yosef that sustained them. And it says, Vayaveh Yosef as dibasam ra laviyam. Yosef brought the diba. He brought the diba to his father. That what was this diba? That the brothers are eating Eivim and Achai, that they're not holding all these halachos that they should have been holding. Even though it was before Matan Torah, there was something else. And also, by the way, according to Rabbeinu Bachya, he said that I wanted my brothers to speak nicely of one another, to speak well of each other. And that's where Yosef drew the line. Yosef drew the line by emphasizing to his father, not idle speech or evil speech, but according to the Mefarshim, negative speech that could be turned into the positive. And here was an example of where Yehoshua gets the mentorship from his Rebbe Moshe. So we learn two things. One, if you want to succeed, you need a Rebbe. That's for sure. You need a mentor. And in addition to having a mentor, in addition to having a Rebbe, you also need to understand the connection that one must have with a prior generation and to draw upon a prior generation for chizuk. And between these two, it's doubly effective. And that's one of the principled messages of Parshas Shelach. The second element of this is a Kedushas Levi, which brings down that the Dor Dea did not enter into Eretz Yisrael. Why not? And the answer is because they saw the Makos, they saw what Hashem has done beneath the ground when it came to lice, on the ground when it came to Dever and Arev, the wild animals and the dead beasts, and then the hail above. From Shemayim, the hail and all the makos together, culminating with Makos Bechoros, and then Kriyas Yamsuf, and then Kabbalas HaTorah at Har Sinai, and then the Man and the Slav and Chamas HaMalek. All these things were not enough to prove to this generation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful. And in that regard, we today are living in a similar way. We are a very small nation. We're surrounded by in a very tough neighborhood in Eretz Yisrael. And we realize now more so than ever that Ein lanu ela mishein ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have anyone else to depend upon. We only have Hashem. And when we talk about it, drawing close to Hashem, we have to look at those sources that are close to us. It could be, again, a Rebbe. It could be drawing closer to a relative that's living, or also drawing closer to a relative that has passed on. And you're asking for divine intercedence. So, what was it that the Dor Dea did not get? They just didn't get it. They just didn't understand that if they looked in the mirror, they should see great people. Instead, they saw Anakim, they saw these giants who were derived from the Rephaim, who were derived from the Nephilim. According to Rabbeinu Bachya, there are three derivations as to how and what these people were, where they came from the Dor HaMabul, all the way going back, and the legacy of Og Melech HaBashan, as the Das Sakanim brings down later on in Parshas Pinchas, where it says on the Pasuk back in Parshas Noach, Vayishaer Ach Noach, Ach is the Gematria 21, Noach is 58, 21 plus 58 is 79. 79 is equal to Og, which is Ayin Vav Gimel, which is 79. And that means that Og was the Palit. He was the one who told Sarah about the Basura of Avram Vina, where is your husband? Don't you remember he walked away with a big knife from the kitchen? That knife is missing. Where is your son Yitzchak? And that's when Sarah's life gave way. So this individual Og has been around for a long time. But at the same time, in the same token, in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of all of our enemies in yesteryear, there was no reason why they had to doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power in that very year and going forward, even to this very day. So I think we can draw some inspiration from, sometimes we learn from others. It's just Sheva Yipol Tzadik Bekam. We've talked about this before, that even when a tzaddik falls down, we learn the lessons. And as a result, when we rise back up, we're not like the people in the dungeon. When Yosef went into that dungeon, he was surrounded by folks who thought that, you know, Yosef is no different or better than they are. And Yosef, however, was already in his mind plotting the next opportunity by which he can emerge to be the bastion of light and a beacon of light unto the nations and to be the Meshur Seh HaMelech. And that's what we learn from this week's Parsha Shalach. We learn from failures how to succeed. And it's okay to fail because that's sometimes the only way we really grow. And as coincidental, for those who think or those who may have suspected that the Torah was written by man, then the entire Sefer Bamidbar, if it were written by man, would have been excised, because every single one of these parashios, whether it's the Meraglim or whether it's Miriam speaking poorly about Moshe Rabbeinu and getting Saras, or whether it's Korach rebelling, you go from the beginning until the very end. Bamidbar, as we said earlier, is the Lashon Bamidaber, what comes out of our mouths. And what comes out of our mouths is rooted with what's in our minds. And if our minds are healthy, powerful, strong, resilient, and we're able to use our imagination to develop ideas and then to create them and then to produce them and then to develop them even further and further and further enhance them, that's the making of a success story. And that's what the Torah is all about. It's the making of a success story. It's a Mora Hara. It's a guiding principle and a guiding light. And this week's parasha is no exception. So to close out, I wanted to just again reiterate that even when we feel that we're on top of our game, we still need to have a kesher with a Rebbe, and we still need to have that kesher with prior year great leaders, great giants within our own families that stood up a house full of children, and we are the proud descendants. We need to look back on them and ask them for continued support and guidance so that we can continue to succeed in this ever-changing world. I want to wish everyone a week filled with bracha, v'hatzlacha, and we should, again, only know besuras tovos. Thank you, Aryeh.
There's a song called I Need a Rebbe that my son's friend made. I'm going to send it to you. You'll appreciate it. It's called I Need a Rebbe.
Yeah, it's by Yehuda Pinsker.
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah, so you know him. Did you watch that video?
Yeah, I need a Rebbe.
Yeah, my Mimi loves it. She does the rap. She does the rap well.
Okay, so then you know what, Aryeh, do you think we should call the shiur I Need a Rebbe?
Yeah, I Need a Rebbe. Send the link. Okay. People enjoy the video. Send the link from the YouTube.
Okay.